Good morning, everybody. My name is Leila, and I'm going to be presenting my study project with the title of Young Adult Perception of Venturing Outback Program as Tangible Cancer Support Service. My advisors are Arjury Tismikalis and Carmen Loisel. So here's an outline of what we're going to start speaking today. I'll go through the introduction, methods, results, and discussion. As we all know that cancer is no simple matter, and cancer has rare occurrence in young adults. And young adults is a specific group with a distinct group with specific needs. Researchers have found that they have practical, informational, and psychosocial needs that remain unmet. And they suggested to have further research to understand the healthcare services for these young adults. In an effort to address those needs, community services are offering tangible support. And VOPAC is a form of this tangible support, is one kind, as you can see there. Before I get into what is VOPAC, it's not worthy to introduce the organization behind the idea of VOPAC, founded in 2001 by our cancer survivor, Ms. Doreen Edward, who's here with us today. Venturing Out Beyond Our Cancer is a nonprofit organization in Montreal, and it offers resources and tools to young adults. And the backpack, it's a backpack that is given at the first day of cancer treatment by healthcare professional. It consists of three kits. The first kit is the Hospital Comfort Kit from its name. It offers items that gives comfort. The Venturing Out Kit, which is this one, it is a gift certificate, $50 gift certificate, so young adults can use it and redeem it to venture out. The Friends of Lara Information Kit, it is an information kit that contains resources. So despite the popularity of this VOPAC program, with over 800 backpack delivered in 5 hospitals in Montreal, nobody had evaluated this program, and this is the first qualitative study that's been done to explore the perception of young adults about this backpack. So my research question is, how young adults describe their met and unmet need within the first year of being diagnosed with cancer, and how VOPAC helped in meeting their practical, psychosocial, and informational need, and how VOPAC can be enhanced. So according to the methods, I used qualitative descriptive study with a purposive sample of 12 participants. I used a multi-pronged approach to advertise to the study, like using flyers, pamphlet. Also, clinical partners facilitated recruitment, so in identifying eligible participants. Participants were eligible if they were between 18 to 39 years old. They have received the backpack, and they are receiving cancer treatment or follow-up at the study site. And also, they are newly diagnosed with any type of cancer within the past year. Participants filled in the sociodemographic questionnaire, and then one time, audio-recorded, semi-structured interviews were conducted. Each lasted 45 to 60 minutes. Interviews were coded, and then transcribed verbatim, coded, and then semantically analyzed, where codes are grouped into categories and then collapsed into scenes, as you see. So here's a table of the sample characteristics. Our participants ranged in age between 20 to 35. 10 were female and 2 were male. We have diagnosis of a brain tumor, acute myeloid leukemia, sarcoma, nasopharyngeal, Hodgkin lymphoma, and breast cancer. According to their employment status, as you can see, that 10 of our participants were employed and 2 were students, while after diagnosis, 5 were become unemployed and 5 went into medical leave and 2 remain students. So 4 major themes emerged. So the first theme is the VOPAC is a welcoming, ready-to-go package. And this reflects the overall impression of the venturing out kit, like the perception of the participant. The other 3 subsequent themes reflect describes how each kit met some of the participant need. Embedded within these were participant recommendations for optimal use. So as we can see, these are the three elements of need that we said, the practical, psychosocial, and informational. So the hospital comfort kit was hands-on comfort products, and the recommendation needed was to need more, they wanted more of this item of the hospital comfort kit and better choices. According to the venturing out kit, it was a catalyst for connecting and getting out, but participants recommended to make this resource visible. As for the Friends of Lara information kit, participants viewed it as a dispatcher to available resources, and participants recommended optimal timing and to promote VOBAC awareness also. All these help in meeting the needs of young adults. So let's start by the first theme. Participants described the VOPAC as a neat, special, and well-designed backpack, and they really enjoyed the attention, especially those who were hospitalized for the first time, and they realized how unprepared they were after receiving the VOPAC. And the VOPAC helped them in meeting their practical need by offering them accessories, like as you see, and essential item for the hospital, and also giving them products. It contributed to feeling that they had one less thing to worry about when confronted with the crisis. As one participant said, I was just scrambling mid-seizure trying to put these things in my bag. But now with the VOPAC, it's just all ready to go, so it's good. I'm always ready now. According to the second theme, which is about the hospital comfort kit, participants praised this kit for its usefulness. It saved them from having to rely on someone to prepare or purchase items before the next hospital visit. So it provided them items that comforted them and replaced items lacking in the hospital. It was helpful hands-on products. But participants were forthcoming with recommendation to enhance this kit, which emerged in the sub-theme need more and better choices. So they really want more and more of this item. One of the suggestions is that they wanted to increase the size of the supply, and they recommended some additions for this kit as product cancer-related supplies and clothes. As for our third theme, which is about the venturing out kit, so those who used it or learned about it during the interview viewed it as a catalyst, as I said. So the first sub-theme, which is connecting with others. Participants found it hard to maintain their social relationship due to the side effect treatment, and those who used it report less social isolation by keeping themselves entertained, discussing their cancer-related experiences with others. In contrast, those who did not use it, they expressed a strong need for a resource that helped them connect, especially with a peer, because they believe that the peer will provide them with a unique and informative perspective about their cancer. As for the second sub-theme, which is the free outing as a means to reduce guilt overspending, participants were really experiencing financial burdens due to changes in their employment status, as I mentioned before. So they had to absorb the cancer-related costs. So they become financially dependent on their parents and partner. And the hospital and the venturing out kit helped them to pay one-time outing, although it is one-time, thus removing the guilt of spending money on leisure activities. As for the last sub-theme in this theme, making this resource, which is the recommendation, visible. We have 8 out of 12 participants did not recognize this gift certificate and its purpose. They were really surprised to learn about it from their peers or during the interview with me. So they suggested to do something to make it more obvious. Others suggested to have event, also tickets, to promote social gathering, and they were forthcoming by recommendation, and they wanted VOBOK to organize a peer mentoring program to connect them with others. According to our last theme, which is about the Friends of Lara information kit, those who used it found it helpful by introducing them to available resources like yoga classes and counseling services. So it worked as a dispatcher. As one participant said, going through this treatment is a mess because you don't know anybody. By knowing these people through the information you get, it could be easier for you because you will know people in the same situation and you could discuss that. With these services, you can find people like you and know about your cancer and you could have a sort of social life. But despite the usefulness of this kit, participants still report unmet needs, mostly about nutrition, exercise, and many other about fertility. They were really forthcoming by recommendation to improve this specific kit. And they pointed out 2 points. The first one, which is in subseam optimal timing for the delivery of the FOL, where most of the participants viewed the timing was problematic. So they suggested to have the information one or 2 months after the treatment started. They also have a second recommendation, which is awareness. Participants recommended a specific way to promote the uptake of the VOPAC resources. So they suggested raising awareness of the Cancer Fight Club card, which is present in this kit, as a resource for both young adults and the healthcare professional. According to the discussion point, the first point that I would like to discuss is about that the VOPAC help in meeting the practical needs. And to our knowledge, no program evaluated to optimize the practical needs of young adults. In literature, most young adult programs consist of a peer, educational, or psychosocial, or camp-based program. However, our finding is similar to an old study by Nordstrom, who evaluated the use of an auto-syringe backpack for children receiving chemotherapy. And he found that the provision of a backpack with items provided greater comfort during hospitalization. The second point is that I would like to discuss is the importance of peer connection, where participants highlighted the need to connect of a peer. And our finding is congruent with another study for D'Agostino and Zebrack, who spoke about the importance of peer and its essential importance of increasing and improving the psychosocial well-being of young adults. As for the clinical implication, the most important thing that we really need to do now is to re-engage the healthcare professional to understand the component of the VOPAC and providing detailed explanation of their benefit to the young adults. This is the first step. Broader awareness that this can be achieved through advertisement, YouTube, social media, and detailed pamphlet also. Moreover, participants highlighted the importance of having a VOPAC champion, which will help connect them to peers and also to transfer the knowledge and promote the awareness. One of the strengths point that we work collaboratively with our community partner, and this can have a great benefit of stronger uptake of the knowledge. On the other part, our limitation this study has been conducted at one study site, which limits the transferability of the finding. So our future direction is to could focus on surveying all VOPAC sites to prioritize the further direction, explore the effect of the participant recommendation on helping meeting the multidimensional needs of young adults. Moreover, maybe additional work could involve development and evaluation of young adult survivorship backpack, in which we have to determine at which time we have to give this backpack at what time. Moreover, like we need, more particularly, future research could explore what is the optimal age for the delivery of the information on and or the transfer of knowledge, and when we have to give this information. So we can our next step is to present at the MASEC conference and to publish at the Journal of Adolescent and Young Adult. I would like to extend my thanks to our study participants for sharing their experience with me. Of course, my study advisors, Dr. Tismikalis and Dr. Carmel Wazel, for their continuous ongoing support. Mostly, I would like to thank Dr. Peter Gavan and all oncology PIVO nurses, more specifically these people that helped me with recruitment. And also Dr. Margaret Purden for her continuous support, and Dr. Arnett. Very special thank you to Doreen for coming and for all her continuous support. And questions, suggestions, and thank you. Yeah, the question was in terms if I want to continue the study, what is the age I should recruit, or which specific population I should choose. If you can see, I aim to have here. If I can see, I aim to have from 20 to 29, which most of the participants, I did an amendment for that, and I was specifically going for this population only. So most probably that we can have maybe for this specific population, 20 to 29, and then 30 to 35 differently. They may have different perspective because I have only two population, which they may be different than the others. Regarding the question was, is there a difference in their action between the people who, the younger and the older group of young adults? According to the overall impression, there was no different reaction. But regarding the resources and all, sometimes somebody, I tried to recruit a 35, and he told me he doesn't need the bag or, he wouldn't like it, It depends. It depends on the people. So, yeah.
You might say that our target group is 13 to 29. So we deliver specific customized bags at the Montreal Children's Hospital. And when known about customized, for the adult hospitals as well. But our target group is 29, and we've told clinicians if you see somebody over that age group who you feel would benefit from it, use your judgment. But our target group is up to 29.
Can you go back to your concept?
Sure.
Yes. As you know, I'm very visual.
And yeah. Yes.
Is the reason I suppose that I see that
yes.
There's a strong relationship between their consolidation and
I knew that you will figure it out. Yeah. So the question was, why is there was a big arrow in the hospital comfort kit? And I did that on purpose because the VOPAC helped in meeting more the practical needs. And this is what the aim is, but also, it is an entry tool for the other resources, the informational and psychosocial. And if you can see that the circle is coming to become black, as you can see, while this is still green and green. So that's where I aim to. Yeah. Yeah.
May I ask a small
question? Sure.
You mentioned one limitation.
Mm-hmm.
Are there some other limitations? Because you mentioned one only regarding the hospital setting and the transferability.
Yeah.
Are there other?
Yeah, there was one.
Is that the only one?
Yeah, there was another limitation is that in the recruitment, where I had difficulty following up the participant and when we were connecting with them through the phone and they never reply. Sometimes they never show up during the interview. So that was a limitation. Yeah, but we did not mention that. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.